I love the story of how the Frappuccino was discovered and became such a huge part of the business model today. It was a regional manager, right, in the Los Angeles area?
District manager.
Yeah. So take us back to that time. This story, I think, says so much about not only who you are, but who Starbucks is as a company.
Yeah. So Dina was one of the first district managers, and she invited me down to one of the stores to visit her. And when I went down to visit her, she took me on a tour of not only our stores, because she was proud of them, but on some competitor stores. And one of the competitor stores, she bought me a drink. And she says, you know, we got about 30 people today coming into our stores asking for something like this. We don't sell anything like it. I said, really? I said, that's a great idea. You know, I mean, 30 drinks a day, it was selling for at that time about $3. Now it's probably double, you know. But, you know, that was times 30, it was $90 a day, times 7, you know, $600 a week, times 30,000 a year. I said, that's going to be a significant growth to our sales. And so I said, let me take your idea back to Seattle and see if I can't get some people to think about it and try to help. So I brought the idea back to Seattle, and I got a group together and I presented. There was a head of marketing, head of product development, and I told them what Dina was thinking about. Remember, Dina and her broom, right? Because this is an analogy of a broom, her broom. And so without ever, we went through the room, and the head of product development says, Howard, I appreciate Dina's ideas and her willingness to think about new things, but that's not something we're going to do. We're in the coffee business. We're not going to be selling that kind of drink. So, and I pressed and I said, really, we should just take a look at it. You know, what can it hurt? And he said, no, I'm sorry. You want me to call Dina? I said, no, I'll call Dina. So I called Dina and I explained to her what had happened. I said, let's give it 6 months. We'll come back at it. So about 3 weeks later, I get another call from Dina. Howard, can you come down and visit me again? I said, Dina, what is it you want? She says, well, there's something about that drink I want to show you. And I said, Dina, you know the answer. Let's just leave it alone. She said, no, really, Howard, I really want you to take a look. So can you come down again? I said, well, I'm not going to make a special trip, but I have to be down there in 3 weeks to look at some real estate. I'll stop by on this day. And so I did. I walked into the store. It was a Third Street Promenade store in Santa Monica, California, a real kind of tourist area in Santa Monica. So I went into the store and she said, go sit down over there. And I did. I sat down at one of our little tables and she brought over three little sample cups and she said, try this. And I took a sip and I just looked at her. I said, Dina, this tastes remarkably like that drink we tried in that competitor's store. Are you trying to get me fired? And she laughed and she said, no. She said, Howard, please let us try this. I'm telling you, we are losing business right and left. We got to do something here. So it was one of those times in all leaders or managers, you know, journeys, that sometimes you got to make a decision that may go against, you know, the flow. And I had a lot of responsibility, and I was not afraid. You know, I'd lost some jobs before. That wouldn't be the first time. So I said, okay, Dina, you want to try this? You can try it, but do not tell a soul. And you can't have any signage. Your baristas can tell people about the drink, but no signage. And lo and behold, Dina tried it. And I said, Dina, you call me every night and tell me how the sales are, because if it's not going well, we're getting rid of it quick. And so the first week, Dina didn't sell 30 drinks a day. She sold 50 drinks a day per store. The third week, she sold 70 drinks a day per store. I'm thinking to myself, Howard, you are a genius. You know? So I invited Dina back up to Seattle with her team, brought all their equipment and their supplies, and I invited the whole group again together, only this time I invited Howard Schultz. So I had Dina bring in some sample cups. Everybody got something. Well, the head of marketing and product development stood up and he just pointed his finger at me. He said, Behar, I told you we weren't going to do this. And he looked at Howard Schultz. He said, Howard, you tell Behar to stop this right now. It's my decision, not his. And I looked at Howard and I had this sheet of paper with the sales on it and what it was going to mean to the company. It was going to be huge if it worked. And I said, Howard, give me 90 days. If you don't like it in 90 days, if you just don't like the smell in 90 days, we'll get rid of it. Well, I've been in retail my whole life. I know something's selling, it never goes away. So Dina and her broom. Dina was the one that created Frappuccino. And, You know, I had never liked rules, and I only had four rules for my people. Don't do anything illegal. Don't do anything immoral. Don't do anything unethical. And sure as hell, don't poison anybody. As long as you can live by those rules, we could try anything. So, you know, Dana and Abram ended up being 20% of the company sales at one time. And it's, I think it's around a $4 billion business today, including bottled Frappuccino.
$4 billion.
Yes, go figure, huh? So, you know, you can't just roll your eyes at people. You got to listen to your people. Now, not every idea is going to be a $4 billion idea. But there's lots of little things that people can improve the business that, you know, or improve one of a process or whatever it is. Listen to your people. They'll tell you what needs to be done. I have found that if I asked a barista enough, asked enough different baristas, enough different store managers, district managers, they could tell you everything I needed to know. As a leader, you don't have to be the idea guy. I wasn't. Howard was much more of an idea guy than I ever was. What I was an alchemist. I would take other people's disparate ideas, and I had the innate ability to put them together and to bring, make something out of them. I wasn't the only, you know, I wasn't just about me. It was about, you know, it was about the other people doing it. So, you know.
That's a great story.
That's how I,
Howard, you know,
things work in life.
You know, a lot of companies say that they care about their employees,
yeah.
But I don't know that a lot of people know that when you were president of Starbucks, you used to write birthday and anniversary cards to every single employee,
right?
Until you hit about 10,000 yeah. employees. I mean, that must have just been, I mean, you told me one time that you just pack a stack of cards and when you flew anywhere, you just start signing cards on the airplane.
Yeah, I take these boxes. They're pretty good sized boxes. I take four boxes, tie them together, take them on the airplane. And I had these FedEx envelopes. I'd sign all the cards and they're, you know, addressed and they had dated and what the person's job title was and stuff when they needed to go out. And I'd send it back to my administrative assistant. I used to take boxes of cards home and I was watching football games. Every card was hand signed. So I just signed cards. So we hit about 10,000 cards. And then I convinced other people to do it too. I don't think they still do it. I think it's important. You know, Howard Schultz used to always say, create a big company that stays small. And that's a way to do it. You know, people, you know what is amazing? I've been retired for, let's see, I don't even know anymore, over 10 years. People still come up to me that I know that worked at Starbucks and say, Howard, I still have every card you ever sent me. I mean, you know how many people never get a birthday card even from their families? It's amazing. And it was just my way of caring about them. I didn't know all the people, but it doesn't make any difference. They knew I cared.